Recording.
Are you running other stuff in the background?
Mate, nope.
Yeah, because all I have is a open office
Yeah.
Writer. I don't have anything else open, so my bandwidth should be okay.
Skype sucks.
Yeah, it really does.
Go to typereg.com. No. well, he's at the booth. okay, so going off the dynamic events. Apparently they changed his life, or at least MMO life. He's talking and has been talking about, for those who've been following him and also other MMO players, that, oh, I wrote a quote down. I'm awesome. Okay, so he said, "Best questing system I've ever played in an MMO, without a shadow of a doubt. It gives me this feeling that the world is alive and is moving on without you." What do you guys think about dynamic events from what you've seen from the press beta footage?
I want to play them. They look awesome. They look like real dynamic events. It looks like it doesn't wait for you. You don't have to, I mean, it's going to go on whether you're there or not. It's not just going to sit.
Yeah, I agree. They look awesome. It's kind of one more step of an evolution from Rift, from what I can see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nice that they've got, you know, the problems with Rift, I think, were that they were all the same after a while, or they felt the same, whereas these, you know, sometimes you've got centaurs, and you know, there's a whole bunch of different types.
So they five rifts.
Right, but still, it was just, you know, the rift came down, and it you had, you know, you had elemental guys that came down, and they may be fire, and they may be water, but they were still elemental guys. And whereas in this, it looks like you've got a whole lot more variety in the dynamic events than what you had in Rift.
Well,
but to play the devil's advocate, just because, like, I like them also, but to some extent, and I just want to get the other side of the spectrum out there. Even with Rift, the way that it was, it's still very similar to the way that Guild Wars 2 is doing their system. I mean, theirs is even more static. It's like in a specific area, this 1 through 5 stage thing happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in Rift, it kind of happened at random locations. You didn't always
know
where
random.
It was going to happen. They weren't random. I mean,
yeah.
You can kind of figure out where they were after a while playing.
Yeah.
But as a new player, you're like, oh, it's there. Now it's over there. Like, you couldn't always predict where they were going to go.
Yeah.
Whereas this is going to be a little more predictable, don't you think?
But they still play out. From what I've seen, they still play out even without you. Whereas with Rift, they get stuck at a stage. And then they despawn.
Well, depending on where they spawned, right? Cause if they spawn near, like, some certain mobs, they would help fight.
Right. And
not
they
that,
did
not
that.
Not that well, though.
Yeah.
And I actually wrote a post on this on my blog a while back. But, and again, I'm not in the beta, so I don't know how true this is or isn't. But in Rift, they were always limited with what they could do with the rifts, because they couldn't allow the rifts to take over an NPC village or anything like that for any period of time, because they had quest givers there. And you couldn't continue to level, because if you got there and the rift had taken over and killed all the quest givers, you were kind of stuck, especially if there was nobody else around to help you clear those out.
That happened. No,
yeah,
no,
that happened.
They allowed that to
that
happen.
Did happen.
All
that,
the time happened.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, I would be on an alt or something, or my friend would be on an alt, and they'd be like, oh my god, I can't kill this group because it's too many. And then I would come in there with my main and just wipe it all out. And then
right.
And sometimes you can't even wipe it all out with your main, so you'd have to, like, get a group of people together to do that.
Right. And it did happen to them, but they kind of limited it a little bit, especially as time went on. With how much they would take over. And after a while, they made it so that after X amount of time, they would automatically despawn and all that stuff. And Guild Wars 2, because they don't have quest givers, from what I can see, they may have a little bit more ability to make those dynamic events have even a greater impact on the world. Whether they do that or not, I'm not sure, but they certainly have more of an ability to do that than you would if it was a standard, hey, I'm going to go from quest hub to level.
No, I definitely agree that they are progressing the system, which is really awesome, in the fact that, like you guys were saying, it's going to be more of a back and forth between the NPCs and stuff, and it's kind of cool to be able to see, like, a group of, like, a village being fought by, you know, chars or whatever, and then, like, the interaction between them both, and like you can affect it, but if you want, you just could watch it. It's kind of like I actually wrote a blog post about this today about, you know, like choosing your alignment in games. It's kind of a rare thing that we get to do these days. A lot of times it's already chosen for you, like you are the hero, whereas this you can just sit there and watch if you wanted.
Yeah, it's instead of a straight line where it's like you go A, B, C, D, and sometimes you can skip a letter or number, like in Rift, it's more like a tree, like it branches out, because depending on if you let the centaurs destroy the village or if you wipe them out, you know, you have different options, which is nice. And it's not, I still think it's a generation change, because I seriously think Guild Wars 2 is definitely advancing the genre more than other games, but it's not, you know, it's not going to wow people and change their life, you know. I guess I can't find the right word for that.
I think the main thing is that all their stuff scales.
Yes.
Like that's where that's Rift amazing. Had the problem. Like, I think that that's a good progression to the system. And you know, the system was like back in like Warhammer. I mean, that's kind of where this all started too.
I loved those public quests, even though they're really repetitive.
That's where it started. So I think we have to give them a little credit also.
Yeah.
That was the biggest contribution War had, I think, was two things, AOE looting and the public quest. That's their two biggest contributions to the MMO world right now, I think.
Yeah, and so it's great to see it progress through even like we're saying Rift, because that's the experience that we had, but it's really awesome to hear it that, you know, Guild Wars 2 is kind of taking that system and progressing it. I hope that they continue to do that, you know, and hopefully they have the room to continue making it better instead of where like some other games that we played kind of went stale.
Right. So we're going to give props to Warhammer Online for maybe starting that system or whatever. You also have to give props, I don't know if any of you guys played it, but Tabula Rasa did the same thing.
Yeah.
They had the dynamic spawns and stuff like that, and since they're no longer around, nobody ever talks about them. But they had a lot with that.
Well, it's kind of like GM events back from EQ, but rather now they actually have a system to do it, which is wonderful.
Instead of actually GMs manually doing it.
Yeah, well, think about this real quick. For people, I guess, who've been playing MMOs for a while, is that the last few years, it's always been about dynamic events and having dynamic AI systems and stuff. But right before then, so I guess before 2007, because that's when Warhammer came out. Yes, 2007. Is that before then, you had a lot of people in, I guess, that Vanguard WoW stage. Everyone's like, oh, remember back in the day when GMs used to appear and do stuff like and that. it's like this, but now they actually have competent systems that scale and adjust and have different options and are just like one or two options in their stack and whatnot. So it's kind of fun to see all that evolve really over like the last decade. So those are good examples.
I think for those people, though, it's more like the rarity of it all. Like, in these, it's not as rare now. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how games progress, you know, years from now.
Oh, yeah. We're going to laugh at this probably in 5 years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got to think about it. We are a very, very young industry. So, there's lots of room to grow.
Oh, yeah. Well, talking about... Actually, do you want to cut right there real quick?
Sure.